Montana. The state Montana is called the last best place, with its big sky, high peaks, open ranches, a land unfettered. It's also the setting for a Victorian copper mine town. Grand and shabby Butte, Montana sits on the very edge of a gigantic cavity, man's Grand Canyon of copper. It's the place historian Joseph Kinsey Howard called the Black Heart of Montana. We're here to join in the celebration of St. Patrick's Day. The signs along the main streets tell me I'm in the right place. Toohey's Hotel, Dugan and Dolan's Funeral Home, Maloney's Bar, the Irish Dive. It's a cold, blustery day, and the crowds are gathering towards a parade route which has transfixed this town. I'm surrounded by revelers, shamrocks painted on their babies' fat cheeks, sweaters knit with the words, "Proud to be Irish," green foil top hats, and plenty of draft beer. High school marching bands, the Edmonton, Canada Police Pipe Band. Here come a group of artists dressed as pickles. We're in for a good time.
Do you know what you call an Irishman on St. Patrick's Day?
What?
A cab.
A cab?
Yeah, call him a cab. You got to be a little quicker.
I know. One of the great treats of St. Patrick's is meeting Kevin Shannon. White-haired with an Irishman's ruddy complexion, he has a piercing gaze and an old-style ferocity of spirit. Shannon says the Irish in Butte had to be tough. Holding on to Irish identity was part of survival in a litany of hardships these people endured.
Shutdowns of the mines, loss of work, people getting killed in the mines.
It really killed people?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Silicosis. We went to high school. There was very few students that had a father.
Kevin Shannon's father immigrated from Ireland and worked for the mines railroad. From his father, Shannon learned about the old country, its political struggles, its rich poetic tradition, and its songs.
Come on, ye railroad section men, and listen to my song. It is Larry O'Sullivan, who now is dead and gone.
Kevin Shannon remembers when he and a few buddies walked an impromptu parade route through downtown. That was the early 60s, and over the years the parade has grown to be 3 days of festivities teeming with revelers.
Everybody celebrates St. Patrick's Day. You've been uptown, you see.
It's everybody. It's not just the Irish, too.
No,
it's everyone. It's
that's right.
Like a town celebration, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's kind of like New Orleans and Mardi Gras.
We're now at the gathering of the clans at the Knights of Columbus Hall, open to tourists and townspeople alike. Prizes are being handed out for the Irish family with the most generations present. Corned beef and cabbage sandwiches are served down long tables, accompanied by traditional jigs and reels. Young girls step dance with precision at the front of the hall as proud mothers stand on the sidelines with arms folded, appraising every move the girls make. After meeting one of the traditional musicians who plays for the dancers, 93-year-old button accordion player John the Yank Harrington, I find teacher and founder of the Carrigan Dancers, 14-year-old Sarah Carrigan. We sit in a high-ceiling meeting room heated by clanging pipes, the arteries of some subterranean boiler. I ask Sarah who her youngest dancer is.
Well, there's Carrie, and she's 3, and she gets up and does the jig with us.
So a 3-year-old and a 93-year-old.
Yeah.
It's amazing, really.
Yeah.
So who's the teacher?
I am.
Really?
And my mom organizes.
Oh, great. But yeah. You teach the little kids.
Yeah.
Have you been to Ireland?
No, I haven't.
Is that someplace you'd like to go?
Yeah, I'd like to go there a lot. I've wanted to go ever since I was really little.
Sarah Carrigan offers to sing me her favorite Irish ballad, Red is the Rose.
Red is the rose by yonder garden grows, and fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the Boyne, but my love is fairer than any.
Sarah Carrigan has never been to Ireland. Yet one day she will get her wish and go. When she arrives, she'll already hold in her heart songs and dance steps and a romance for Irish traditions that will tie her to the place of her birthright. Today, many Americans visit their ancestral homes, and for many, the meaning of personal ethnicity is little more than confusing. That's why this young woman from Montana is something special. This St. Patrick's Day, we not only celebrate Irish heritage, we celebrate all the generations who care enough to pass on those old traditions.
You chose the road, now I'll make the vow that I'll be your true love forever.
From the open road, this is Hal Cannon for The Savvy Traveler.